Title: Dubwise Subsustain from Iron Control with Vintage Tone Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a Dubwise sub for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Long, controlled sustain that feels warm and vintage, but still sits tight and consistent like a modern record. The big idea is this: dub bass isn't just make the sub loud, it's make the sub last, and then control it so it doesn't smear all over your kick and ruin your headroom. By the end, you'll have a reusable Ableton rack that gives you sustain, weight, sidechain pocket, mono safety, and just enough movement to feel alive. Let's set up the session first. Set your project tempo to a DNB range, like 174 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks. One is going to be your bass, sub, dubwise. The other is your drums, with your kick and snare and whatever break or hats you're using. Now, quick quality of life move. Put a spectrum on the master. We're not mixing by eye, but for subs, visual feedback helps you spot problems like subsonic rumble or unexpected peaks. Cool. Now let's build the subsource. On your bass, subtrack, load operator. In operator, pick the simplest algorithm so only oscillator is doing anything. Set oscillator to a sine wave. This is the cleanest, most stable foundation for sub. Set voices to 1 so it behaves monophonic. Leave glide off for now. We can add it later as a style move, but we want the fundamentals first. Now we dial the envelope, because this is where dubwise sustain really lives. Go to the amp envelope. Set attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain close to full, like minus 0 to minus 3 dB. And the big one. Release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Here's what you're listening for. When the MIDI note ends, the bass should fade out like a tail, not stop like it got muted. That tail is the dub hold vibe. But we're going to tune it to the groove, not just to what sounds big in solo. Teacher tip. Loop one bar of drums and sub. Increase the release until you just start to hear the tail stepping on the next kick, then back it off slightly. That's usually your pocket. Dubby is good. Muddy is not. Also, keep note lengths realistic. In rolling DNB, sustained subs often work best with half bar to even two bar notes, especially when the drums are busy. The movement can come from sidechain and subtle tone changes, not from the sub playing constant new notes. Next, let's add some vintage weight, but we'll keep it clean. After operator, add saturator. Set drive around 3 dB to start. And you can explore up to 6 dB depending on how much harmonic support you need. Choose a curve like analog clip or soft sine. Turn on soft clip. Then do something most beginners forget. Level match it. Turn saturator on and off. And use the output so the volume is roughly the same either way. What you're listening for is not fuzz. It's audibility. The sub should become easier to hear on smaller speakers without turning into a buzzy bass. Think of saturator as a harmonics fader, not a distortion box. A good workflow is, push drive until it's clearly more present, then pull it back a bit, and make up level with gain if needed. Now we shape the tone like a classic dub bass. Add auto filter after saturator. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Start at about 180 Hz. Keep resonance modest, like 0.5 to 1.5. If you want, a touch of drive in the filter is okay. But be careful because that can add saturation and change your level. The reason this works is simple. Classic dub bass is sub plus low harmonics, not a bunch of mid-range buzz. The low pass keeps it vintage and focused. If you want subtle movement that still feels DNB, not brass step, turn on the LFO and auto filter. Set it to sync, rate around 1/8 or 1/4, amount very small, like 2 to 8%. Phase at 0, that gives a gentle breathing motion. But it won't turn into a look at me wobble. If you feel like the bass is getting inconsistent in level, reduce resonance and reduce LFO amount. Stability is the priority on a sub layer. Now we're going to make the sustain modern. Consistent note body, control dynamics. Add a compressor after the filter. You can use the standard compressor or glue compressor. For beginners, either is fine. I'll describe a simple compressor setup first. Set ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on sustained notes. The goal is that long notes feel even, not like they swell and dip randomly. This compressor is acting like a leveler. It's not for punch, it's for control. And here's an important mindset. Level consistency is part of sound design. If different notes feel uneven, it's not always your compressor. Different notes have different energy. Keep the patch simple. Avoid huge resonance moves on the sub and keep MIDI velocity consistent. Often something like velocity 90 to 110 across the pattern makes that envelope behave predictably. Now we do the D-den beat essential, sidechain to the kick. After your main leveling compressor, add another compressor. This one is for ducking. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your kick channel, or your drum bus if that's easier. Start with ratio around 4:1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and then tune it to the groove. Lower the threshold until the bass ducks about 2 to 6 dB when the kick hits. Now, coach note, keep sidechain depth and time separate in your head. Depth is threshold and ratio, how far it ducks. Time is attack and release, how it grooves. A lot of people overduck because the timing feels wrong. Before you crank the ducking deeper, try adjusting release. If it feels like it's breathing too slowly, shorten release. If it chatters or feels too twitchy, lengthen release slightly. At this point, you should be able to have a big sustained note, but every kick still punches through clean. That's the whole win. Now we add the safety layer, cleanup and mono. Put EQ8 near the end of the chain. Add a high pass filter at 20 to 30 Hz, with a 12 or 24 dB slope. This removes subsonic rumble that wastes headroom and makes limiters freak out. If the bass feels too thick, you can try a very gentle dip around 50 to 70 Hz, like -1 to -3 dB. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to carve a new sound, we're trying to keep the low end stable. Then put utility last. Turn on bass mono and set it to about 120 Hz. If you want absolute safety, you can set width to 0%, but bass mono is usually the more practical move because it keeps anything above that point unaffected. This is how your sub survives clubs. Stereo low end can phase cancel, collapse, or just get weird on big systems. Mono is your friend down there. Now let's turn this into something you can reuse. Select operator, saturator, auto filter, your leveling compressor, your sidechain compressor, EQ8 and utility. Group them into an instrument rack with command or control G. Map a few macros so you can play it like an instrument, not like a science project. Macro 1. Saturator drive. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Macro 3. Filter LFO amount. Macro 4. Sidechain amount, which usually means mapping the sidechain compressor threshold. Macro 5. Operator amp release. Save it to your user library as Dubwise Sub Sustain Rack. Now you've got a starting point for basically any deep or minimal DNB idea. Let's talk about musical use and arrangement, because a perfect patch is useless if the line doesn't sit right. Try a half bar anchor pattern, long notes every half bar, with tiny pitch changes every couple bars. You'll be surprised how finished it sounds once the drum groove and sidechain are doing the work. Try a dub hold drop. After a snare fill, hold the sub for a full bar while the drums get busy. That sustained foundation under chaos is a classic trick, and the modern approach is call and response. Keep the sub pure and sustained, and layer a separate mid-bass track doing short riffs. Rule of thumb, if your sub is moving a lot, keep the mid-bass simple. If your mid-bass is doing the riff, let the sub be the anchor. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you distort the sub too much, you'll get buzz, lose headroom, and the low end will stop feeling stable. If you don't sidechain, you'll be fighting kick and bass masking forever. If your sub is stereo, you're risking phase issues and weak translation. If your release is too long, notes overlap and the low end becomes a swamp. And if you skip the high pass at 20 to 30 Hz, you're spending energy on frequencies that most systems won't reproduce musically. Let's add a couple pro-style upgrades, still beginner-friendly. First, pick your sub key early and stick to it. For most DNB, roots between F1 and A1 translate really well. If you go lower, like E1 or below, it may feel huge in headphones, but disappear or smear on smaller playback systems. Second, if you want heavier, darker energy without wrecking the sub, do a parallel grit layer above 120 Hz. The simplest way is to duplicate the bass track, high pass it at 120 to 180 Hz, add something like overdrive or amp, then blend it quietly under the clean sub. That way your sub stays stable and mono safe, but you still get aggression and readability. If you want to get even cleaner, you can build that into the same rack using two chains, a sub chain that stays sine based and low passed, and a harmonics chain that's slightly richer, like triangle instead of sine, then high passed at 120 to 180, and saturated more. Blend the harmonics chain until the bass line is recognizable on small speakers, while the sub chain remains the rock solid foundation. Optional spice. on the harmonics chain only. Try frequency shifter with a tiny shift, like 0.5 to 2 Hz, in ring mod or fine mode. That can create slow vintage beating movement without widening your actual sub. Keep it subtle. If you notice the pitch feeling weird, back it off. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so this becomes muscle memory. Program a 16-bar drum loop, classic D&B grid. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, then add hats or shuffles. Write a 2-note sub line for 16 bars, root note for 1 bar, then go to a 5th or a minor 7th for 1 bar, and repeat. Now do 3 release tests in operator, set release to 250 ms, then 600 ms, then 120 ms. Listen for when it feels dubwise versus when it starts stepping on the groove. Then do 3 sidechain release tests, 80 ms, 120 ms, 160 ms. Pick the one that makes the groove roll the hardest with your drum pattern. Finally, do translation tests without leaving Ableton. On your master, temporarily add utility at the end. Set width to 0 and turn on mono. Does the bass stay present and solid, or does it collapse? If it collapses, simplify, less resonance, less modulation, less anything that might be causing facey harmonics. Then turn your monitoring volume way down. Can you still read the bass line? If not, add a tiny bit more saturation or bring in that harmonics layer. And if you want a small speaker simulation, temporarily high pass the master around 120 Hz. You should still perceive the bass presence from harmonics. If it completely disappears, you need slightly more controlled harmonics, not more sub volume. Let's wrap it up. You built a reliable dubwise sub by starting with a sign-in operator, creating sustain with amp release, adding vintage weight with gentle saturation, shaping tone with a low pass, controlling the body with compression, making it mix-ready with sidechain, cleaning the extreme lows with a high pass, and locking it down in mono under around 120 Hz. Save the rack, and you've basically given yourself a professional starting line for every future D&B idea. This audio version is shortened for playback.